This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Remember that scene from Friends when Ross, Rachel and Chandler had to carry a sofa up the stairs?
Here we go, pivot!
Well, maybe I've been watching too many reruns of Friends to remember that scene vividly, but pivot is something that I've been hearing far too often in light of this crisis. But pivoting at this juncture is difficult, let alone risky, and yet your core business is also probably on life support. But one company that has somehow found a way to pivot in this time of crisis, and doing it very successfully, is Service Hero, with their new product called DisinfectionToYou.com. So I got on a call with Carl Liu of Service Hero to talk to him about how he has managed to turn his core business around and launch this new service in a matter of hours.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Carl. So let's start with a quick introduction about yourself and your core business.
Okay, cool. I'm Carl, Carl Liu, the founder of Service Hero. So we're a regional marketplace for home services, and we operate in Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Effectively, you can think of us as an on-demand service provider from things ranging from cleaning, aircon servicing, to renovation work. Alongside our consumer business, we work really closely with enterprises as well to provide them with a service capability. I think one of the biggest examples of that type of cooperation is with Allianz Insurance, who we've worked with for many years. So we're part of one of their insurance products, where if anything goes wrong in your home, Servicer is the provider that goes out and fixes things.
And talk to me about your 2020 plans when you were drafting up the year plans. And, you know, I'm sure this was the big year for many organizations, the new decade. And, you know, there's the talk of, you know, 5G coming into place and the Industrial Revolution 4.0, things will change. What was some of your initial strategies for the year 2020?
Yeah, so 2020 for us, look, we never anticipated that there was going to be a pandemic that happened. So that was definitely not in the plan that we presented at the end of 2019. But our business, I don't know if you've realized, Jeff, over the years has really kind of transitioned. When we first started the business in 2015, we were really focused on a broad services marketplace. And I remember one of the first appearances that I had on BFM, I talked about us owning the service horizontal. Over the years, we focused and we hyper-focused on home services or home-related services. And then over the last 2 years was really about the B2B2C and B2B enterprise solution play. And whilst we had a consumer business that's very meaningful, we saw a big growth area in us providing more services to enterprises. And in fact, over the last year, we've been spending a lot of time developing labor management software, which was actually due to have a big launch just before the announcements of the lockdowns. So with Disinfection to You, I can say definitely was never in the plans and was really a response to what happened in the world over the last couple of months.
Did you get any clues or I guess a sense of, you know, something like this is going to happen in this part of the region? Because we saw the impact it had with China in January, and then, you know, the lockdown started to happen in, I think, February or late January. And, you know, were you anticipating something like this was going to happen, and you were looking at, you know, I guess sustainability in your business and, you know, doing any BCP plans for Service Hero?
Yeah, look, we were watching the space pretty closely over the last couple of months. I think it was always something in the back of my mind that there could be an impact to our business. We had seen over the last couple of weeks, just before the lockdown was announced, that we were having declining demand in our on-demand home services on the consumer side. And that's pretty natural. I think people were getting more concerned about allowing strangers into their homes and really being more, I guess, hygiene aware, home kind of safety aware, and they wanted to make sure that their homes were virus-free. So that definitely had presented some clues to us that something was going to happen. So I think we first saw, I think about 2 months ago, an opportunity in the virus containment space. We had never even had a category on our site related to disinfection or sanitization services in the scale that we're operating now. But a few months ago, I started reaching out to some providers in the disinfection space and just thought, hey, you know, let's talk to them and let's see if there's an opportunity for them to get on board for a what if kind of scenario. And for many weeks after they were on our platform, basically there was no demand, there was no kind of discussion or awareness about disinfection. So yes, I think for us the clues were there with the declining demand on the consumer side. Obviously, there was just general awareness about what was happening in other parts of the world. And I think it really set in how serious things would become or could become when we saw what was happening in Europe and the kind of acceleration of infection and death rate. And I guess when the testing kind of ramped up in Southeast Asia as well, that really just jump-started the kind of plans for change.
And so disinfection to you didn't really start, I think, you know, only up until a couple of weeks ago. But the MCO, you know, we're currently in, I think, you know, going through nearly a month of MCO now. What triggered you that, you know, we actually now have to execute this? Was this because the core business was just, you know, zero revenue or no cash flow to sustain, and it's, you know, it's literally on its last breath and you need to do something to, you know, revive the brand itself? So talk to me about that trigger point.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the day very clearly. So the day after the MCO was announced, our consumer business in Malaysia basically collapsed by more than 90%. And that's when there was kind of an emergency meeting between me and the senior leadership team. And then a very quick communication to the rest of the organization that we are really in a do or die mode, right? We had this kind of disinfection thing as a side project, but really this would be the time for us to launch something a little bit more dramatic than just have this as a kind of a side piece to our business. So yeah, I mean, I think the writing was on the wall after the MCO was announced that we would have to do something, and we had to do something very quickly. If we looked at what the impact that that collapse in pre-existing business would have had to our business, we would have been in a very, very critical stage in a short space of time.
Doing something completely new where you may not have the expertise as well, and it was, you know, like you said, it was a side project and, you know, there were plans, but there were initial challenges. How did you manage to overcome all of those in such a short space of time?
Yeah, so we are super lucky. The weeks preceding, we initiated a conversation with a large kind of building services company called Primec based in Singapore. So this is a company with kind of regional footprint, thousands of workforce, and have had decades of experience in disinfection. And I met up with the CEO and I said, look, I think these are kind of the opportunities I see going forward. In the disinfection space, I see that you guys are operating a lot on commercial cleaning, especially in the travel industry, hospitality industry. So you might want to hedge your bets there by enlarging the size of your disinfection capability, and maybe we could help. And then we had that meeting for several weeks after. There wasn't much traction on the disinfection stuff. And then, you know, at that kind of tipping point, which I mentioned earlier, it all changed and everyone scrambled. We mobilized to co-create a program to launch Disinfection to You. So disinfectiontoyou.com was created. Primec came in. They provided our initial capability and training, SOP best practices in Singapore. Here, they're NEA, National Environmental Agency certified. And they were able to provide this kind of training and modules to us and all the other markets that we operate in. We quickly reached out to our vendors, or our heroes, we call them, on our network, that were adversely impacted, especially those that were not considered essential service providers. So, you know, a general home cleaning or a aircon service is not generally regarded as an essential service. And we said to them, look, we have an opportunity for you to be retrained, reskilled, retooled to get on disinfection and just be on standby. And so that is how we were able to mobilize really, really quickly. And, you know, that's why we're able to offer a very high level of professionalism when we offer our service. So I think, Jeff, you may have seen some of the photos that I've shared previously. You can see that our technicians that go on site, they're properly attired in PPE. They're using kind of leading advanced fogging and misting equipment. This isn't just a side project, which is not where the safety of our team and the safety of our clients is not taken seriously. We take it very, very seriously. And moving into this space where, you know, people's lives are at risk, it was really important that we worked with an experienced partner to get this off the ground.
We'll be right back in just a bit. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm on the phone with Carl Liu of Service Hero as we're talking about this new service in light of trying to sustain his business and also the livelihood of his employees by launching disinfectiontoyou.com in a matter of hours. Carl, were you surprised at just how fast you could turn around and launch this service?
You know what? I think when it's a do or die moment, it's pretty amazing how adrenaline kicks in, a little bit of adrenaline, a little bit of just ingenuity. I don't know, something just triggers in your brain. I mean, I just remember that point after I finished the communication with our whole organization that it was really do or die. I just went online and I went to GoDaddy. I registered Disinfection to You. And I mobilized my product management team and said, guys, just stop everything. And 100% of the resources we need to focus on disinfection, because really it is do or die. We need to focus on the right things right now as an organization. We can't be distracted, and we just got to grow this. I'm so I think grateful for the team. I'm not going to take full credit for this. The fact that our team was so agile and able to adapt and so willing to adapt is pretty amazing, especially in a work from home environment.
Which leads me to that point of how do you sort of drive your team towards this goal that, you know, just came to your mind out of the blue and executing it so fast. Talk to us about your strategy when you did that channeling, because, you know, they had a way of doing things, and, you know, and also, you know, they had Service Hero they were looking after, but now, you know, here comes this new idea and you've just literally dropped everything that you're doing and we're doing this now. How did everyone sort of like get on board so quickly?
When you flip a switch, and literally it was within 48 hours, it was a huge organizational change. You've got to make sure that the communication is crystal clear about why you're doing things, what the future holds, and what's going to happen today, tomorrow, and going forward, and why you're doing these things. Now, we have offices in Bangkok, in Singapore, in Kuala Lumpur, and in Ho Chi Minh City. Now, to communicate such a dramatic change in business, I think for that is challenging in any ordinary circumstance. I'll tell you what I did actually. So after the initial announcement, I recorded a YouTube video outlining why we were doing things, what I predicted was going to be the future if we did well, the future if we didn't make the changes, and how I needed everyone to, you know, to pull their weight to make this happen. And it was subtitled for everyone as well in multiple languages, and sent out to the team. And that was the first real major communication that happened to the team, where they could really understand the gravity of the change that I was trying to mobilize.
How big of a team do you have?
So now we're close to 30 people across all regions. So it's a pretty lean team, but the diversity in the team is the thing that makes it more of a challenge, less than the than the size, right?
And when you did launch Disinfection to You, what was the response like? How are you now generating enough? I guess, you know, you have to generate some cash flow, you know, despite it being a very good initiative. It's still the survivability of your company and also the livelihoods of your staff as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's been really promising. And I think there has been steady growth to date. So Disinfection to You has been live for about a month. We've disinfected millions of square feet now across the region. So that's provided us a little bit of a cash buffer to put our minds at ease. But, you know, this opportunity could go either way, right? It could be after the MCO, it's something that just fizzles out, or it could be something that continues to be the new normal going forward. So I think we're optimistic about the future. We're very grateful about this opportunity that's presented, but it also allowed us to start thinking about, hey, you know, we're doing the disinfection, fogging and misting services today. You know, what does the future look like in terms of a new normal? Are we going to be a lot more germ aware in the future as a community? And you know, what part do we play in servicing the needs of the market with this new normal? So I guess it was a month ago that we remobilized. We got very good traction and started doing millions of square feet of disinfection. We've now serviced Fortune 500 companies, national car manufacturers. We have transport providers that use us. But we know that we can't stop, right? We're sprinting now for survival, but we know that we can make this and turn things around and make this a huge opportunity. So in parallel to all of this, I think it was by week two, I started working on new product development. We worked with a lab in Taiwan to work on more advanced long-term disinfection products. And we developed an advanced disinfectant coating, which can be applied on a range of surfaces and provide antiviral capability for up to a year. And so that's being pushed ahead as our next wave of innovation in the organization. And then I'm continuing to have waves of new and new products. So I'm really looking forward over the next couple of weeks and months to introduce more and more product lines into disinfection2u.com. It's actually kind of crazy, I guess, at the speed at which we're able to do this. But we're fortunate a couple of reasons. I think one is that we had an existing platform and that we could leverage off. You know, our specialty was using technology to mobilize large workforces to deliver work, right? So it seemed natural for us when the crisis happened. And we were thinking, you know, what do we do? What do we do to survive? What do we do to create an opportunity? What do we do to make the world a better place? It seemed obvious for us to mobilize people that could contain the virus using our technology. So a pre-existing technology, a pre-existing DNA of working with suppliers in the service space. And I think a learned capability over the years as a startup of being very agile. You know, I described earlier on about how we moved from a wide horizontal service marketplace to one that was focused on home services. We went from a consumer focus to one that was more mixed between consumer and enterprise deals. And those changes, I think just everyone just got really used to being agile, you know. So when the time came as an organization, we had this inherent kind of DNA that allowed us to mobilize very quickly.
So let me get this right. You've not only created Disinfection to You at, I guess, you know, at blistering time, like 36 hours or 48 hours or something like that, but now you're also looking at creating products for your own Disinfection to You service. So you're now manufacturing your own products, is that right?
So we're working with a manufacturing partner and we formulated it with the partner based in Taiwan, actually. So that happened about a week after launching our professional fogging and misting services, and we've started applying it actually in Singapore, and a new shipment of stock is coming to be deployed to the other markets that we have very shortly. So if anyone needs advanced disinfection coating, let me know.
You know, Carl, I'm just really impressed at, you know, you talk about how you're sprinting at this point of time. You're leaving, you know, a lot of people in dust here and, you know, a lot of people actually struggling because this, I guess, is an opportune time for you to test this out and actually go for that sprint.
Look, I think there is a silver lining to this pandemic. I think it really shook us as an organization, but it shook us in a good way. I think I'm very grateful to especially Pearl, my country manager in Thailand. When we had the initial conversations, I was a little bit like, oh gosh, you know, this is this could be doom and gloom. And I remember she was like shaking me virtually and saying, Kyle, you know, like you got to see the opportunity here, the opportunity that we can leverage our platform to do good and potentially grow the business as a COVID response company. And I think that was the kick in the butt, which got the juices flowing in my mind. And I think I registered disinfection to you a couple of hours later as a domain name. And then we just went ahead. There are some pretty cool things. So we're even talking to some suppliers now for some autonomous robots that we're hoping to bring into the region as well that provides disinfection services for what I think potentially could be the new normal when it comes to virus containment or sanitation.
And so let's talk about that new norm. How do you foresee your business moving forward? You know, and also what Service Hero is going to be? Because I know disinfection to you is parked under Service Hero, but you've got your own site in a way, right? Instead of people visiting Service Hero. So what's going to happen to like these two verticals of your business?
Yeah. So I think that disinfection to you and the whole virus containment part of our business is this kind of rising star. The existing business, obviously, I'm predicting that demand for home services, especially home services that are non-essential, will continue to be demand will be suppressed, and that's normal, right? So once we re-emerge from our locked homes, I'm sure that no one's going to be in a rush to get an outsider and welcome them in to do a cleaning. So we see it a couple of ways. One is that there's going to be continued suppressed demand, or there's going to be an uphill battle to convince the public there on our consumer business that we have properly trained and properly attired cleaners and aircon technicians that are entering the home that won't cause contamination. Yeah, so two separate platforms for now. Already, even on the Service Hero platform, you will see on the app that it has been refreshed to basically prioritize everything that is COVID-19 related. But we'll continue to watch the space. Very promising, but I don't want to count chickens before they hatch. So far, the fact that within a short space of time, we've been able to do millions of square feet shows that there is obviously a demand right now in the market.
And I guess the key message here is to stay agile even after post MCO, because things are as I guess the keyword of this year is fluid. Things are very fluid at this point in time.
I mean, we have no. I mean, things change. Things are changing so rapidly. Even with the communications I'm giving to my team, I'm saying, look, this is the plan, but I'm going to caveat this by saying that anything could happen right now. So we need to be in a mode where we're fighting, we're agile, and we continue to just work in 36-hour sprints. So I think the team, if they're listening, they're probably laughing a little bit, because I've been giving 36-hour deadlines to every major product that we've launched. So that is the pace at which we are deploying. Obviously, Service Hero is a technology first company, so that kind of agility may be easier. I do empathize with businesses that may not operate in the same way. We're asset light as a company. And that has allowed us to really mobilize, morph, and evolve.
Carl, you and your team have been truly inspiring. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Carl Liu of Service Hero talking about the journey he took in launching disinfectiontoyou.com. Truly inspiring stuff. Download the podcast, share it with your network. And until next time, stay safe. BFM 89.9.
Powering through the pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.